It's Thursday, January the 3rd. Robbie Noel with you for 1 hour. This hour brought to you by Republic Trading Group. Our toll-free number, 1-800-691-7898. The web address, eaglesup.com or republictradinggroup.net. Well, it is finally here, thankfully. The Iowa caucuses will be over in a few hours, and then we get... Well, then we get to deal with New Hampshire. The people have choices to make tonight in Iowa in the freezing cold. And who will they pick? Well, they got a lot of options. They got phony Christians. They got phony conservatives. They've got cross-dressers. They've got socialists. They got communists. They got a guy from Africa. And they got a real American. I wonder who they will choose. Anyway, what is important today may not be so important in a couple of months from now. The whole political landscape could change 180 degrees when the economy goes into a complete free fall and we start dealing with that term called hyperinflation. Am I being overly dramatic by stating this? Well, at the end of the hour, I'll let you make the call. Wall Street today, Dow closed up 12 points at 13,056. NASDAQ off almost 7 points at 2,602. S&P 500 was flat at 1,447. Wall Street holding its breath for tomorrow's Labor Department report. And the reading on December employment, and yes, inflation jitters remained high today as once again oil prices hit the magical $100 mark. One day we'll look back and say, $100 oil. Man, that was so cheap. In the metals complex, nothing stopping the noble metal. Gold up $9.10 at the close in New York to end the day at $866.50. Silver up 20 cents at $15.40. Platinum up $4 at $1,547. Palladium off $4 at $373. As we mentioned, oil briefly topped $100 in intraday trading, finally closing up 7 cents on the day at $99.25. And the U.S. dollar breaking through dollar index of 76, closing down 8 basis points at 75.92. We'll bring you all the rest of the day's stories after this.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had 2 mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000-plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores, buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday, and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
Welcome back, my friends, to the flip side on this Thursday. So they are all gathering in Iowa tonight, and if you ask me to explain how the caucuses work, I couldn't tell you. It is very confusing. I'm sure it's very simple to understand, but I guess people have to get there between 6:30 and 7, and who knows how it goes. But what are they deciding? They are looking at fluff issues. By and large, the folks on the left are enamored by Mr. Edwards, who today accused the oil companies of gouging. That's the reason oil, in his opinion, is hitting $100 a barrel. And then there's obviously who can outdo each other one in bringing health care to all Americans at who knows what cost. None of them have estimated that. And so that's their issues on the left. Big corporate greed and obviously goodies for everybody who doesn't have anything. On the right, you have a debate about who's going to keep you safer, although there's nowhere in the Constitution that I'm aware of that requires government to make sure you are safe. As a matter of fact, not even the police department are there to make you safe. A lot of people have taken the police department to court, actually went to the Supreme Court. And Supreme Court ruled that the police aren't there to protect you. They're simply there to take the report and mark where the body was found. And so when you have a candidate who talks about the real issues facing America today, they don't want to hear it. It is almost childlike in its simplicity. It seems as though a large swath of the general public out there doesn't want to hear or deal with the reality of what's coming down the road. And what's coming down the road, the light at the end of the tunnel, if you will, is not a light. but it's a very large express train that's going to run through this economy and devastate it. Now, you may say that I'm over-dramatizing what is going to happen in the next couple of months, and I don't have a crystal ball in any way, shape, or form, but I do spend an enormous amount of time looking at not only events that have unfolded in history, but obviously I read a lot of people that are a lot smarter than me, and I take what they say as not as gospel, but with a little bit of warning. To give you an example, all the candidates today were asked about oil hitting $100 a barrel. Not one single person could equate the rise of the price of oil to the decline of the U.S. dollar. They blamed everything else, of course. They blamed our dependence on Middle East oil. Now, granted, we get a fair amount of oil from the Middle East, but our largest trading partner for oil happens to be Canada, where we import the majority of oil into the U.S. from Canada. Certain percentage comes from Mexico, a little bit from Venezuela, and that takes up about 70% of our oil needs. 30% of it comes from Saudi Arabia. But you see, they want to obviously stir the pot of hatred against Muslims, because it's easy to do. And it's easy to sell on corporate greed that the oil companies somehow are gouging. How is it possible that oil was $30 a barrel and now it's $100? Where's that other $70 going? You see, because they have no connection between the declining value of the U.S. dollar. And why is the dollar declining? The dollar is declining for a number of specific reasons. First of all, obviously, mismanagement of the financial system here in the United States is overwhelmingly the major cause, printing money like it's just pieces of paper, which it is. Excuse-moi. And obviously, America's foreign policy. Now, whenever you talk about America's foreign policy, most people seem to think that somehow America's foreign policy is squeaky clean, and that whatever America does around the world is done for the betterment of the people that are there. But when we look at the world today, we can see that the world is in complete chaos. The world is in more chaotic condition today than at any other time in this planet's history. All you got to do is look at the events unfolding in Africa. Funny that Barack Obama has said nothing about the events that have taken place in Kenya, where there's genocide taking place. After all, his father is from Kenya. You would imagine he would have something to say about that, but he has said very little. U.S. foreign policy, obviously, in the Middle East, is the cause for all the tensions, and the reason why we often say the rise in oil prices today was based on, obviously, tensions in the Middle East. So here you have a whole bunch of people who want to be president of the most powerful nation in the free world, and yet none of them have a clue, except for one, how to solve the situation. Not that the situation, my friends, is solvable. We have gone too far, too fast, for too long, and unfortunately, there's going to be some severe pain that is going to have to be felt, and it's going to be widespread. Nobody is going to escape this pain. And it's going to be brutal. It's going to be something that people haven't faced. And I'd even go so far as to say it will far eclipse anything that we witnessed in 1929. And as I mentioned many times before, the reason for this is quite simple. We are not of the same hardy stock as those folks back in 1929, who at least had a certain amount of savings, had a certain amount of gumption that we don't have today. We are a spoiled society. We are a hedonistic society. We are an instant pleasure society. We want stuff, and we want it now, and we don't care what the consequences are. Well, there's a price you pay for all of this, and the price is going to be tough. Let me share with you Gary Deutsch, who has put it very succinctly in what we face. He says, let's look at the U.S. economy as it goes into a deeper than expected slide and gets slammed with a nasty recession. The S&P 500 profits have shriveled up, and banks get hit with hundreds of billions of dollars of losses in subprime debt. The combined effects of the housing slump, the credit crunch, a spike in mortgage foreclosures, crude oil surpassing $100 a barrel, appears to have sharply slowed U.S. economic growth in the final months of 2007, raising the odds of a recession in the first half of 2008. The closely watched ISM, factory index for December, slumped to 47.7, the lowest since August of 2003. A reading below 50 indicates a contraction of activity. The ISM's new orders measure fell to 45.7 from 52.6, and the employment index was below 50 for the second month. The ISM factory report added to recession fears, and crude oil's brush with $100 a barrel knocked the Dow Jones Industrial Averages down 1.7% towards the 13,000 level for the first day of trading in 2008. It is all a very bad omen. On average, the S&P 500 index lost 26% of its value during the past 11 recessions since 1945. Recessions usually occur every 5.5 years, and the last recession, although never admitted, was in 2002, the same year George Bush was elected president. What then for the roughly 80 million U.S. stock market operators? Does an economic recession translate into a weaker stock market? Can the U.S. Treasury's plunge protection team put a safety net under the stock market with government intervention, massive injections of cash from helicopter Ben Bernanke? Well, stay tuned and we'll continue the story after this.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Welcome back to the Flip Side for a Thursday. Yes, we all turn to stone at some point in time. This is amazing stuff to watch. As all these wannabe candidates have absolutely no clue in what is going on economically, or if they do have a clue, they are being very disingenuous in their arguments for what they want to do when they become president, because if they become president under the current situation that we are facing, the world's going to be a whole different place, and they ain't going to be worrying about health care for 47 million Americans. They ain't going to be worrying about Al-Qaeda or trying to stop Islamofascist terrorism in any way, shape, or form. They'll be dealing with riots in the streets akin to what's going on in Kenya as we speak, as the have-nots turn their vengeance onto the haves. History repeats itself. America has been immune to the events that have unfolded in many other places in the world, but you got to guess what? America's a completely different place today, thanks to, obviously, lax immigration policies. America has a whole collection of third world people who do what third world people do when things get really bad. That's the reason they left the hell holes they were in and came here. But when those same hell holes start to appear over there, here, that same tendency that they have back in their homelands will be repeated on the streets of America. How will Rudy Giuliani deal with that? You see, as Mr. Paulson has often said, trying to calm the financial markets, as he's been trying to do for the last 6 months unsuccessfully, well, the global economy is doing fine. Everything will be great. We just have to work through these little problems. Well, because of America's influence on the global stock markets, Recessions have also led to an average of a 23% loss in the world index. There are few places to hide during recessions. With all 10 sectors of the S&P 500 posting declines during recession periods, the Dow Jones Industrial, an influential stock market barometer in the world, appears to be building a bearish head and shoulders pattern if left to its own natural devices and free of government and Fed intervention, things would be fine. But Henry Paulson, who, by the way, is alive and kicking, I don't know where these stories come from sometimes. I guess it was a guy by the name of Christopher Story. Must be smoking something that that obviously causes him to write stupid stuff. But anyway, Henry Paulson's alive and well. He has vowed to stay at the helm of the plunge protection team until the dying days of the Bush administration, the most interventionist White House in the affairs of the U.S. stock market in recent memory. The plunge protection team will fight tooth and nail to keep the Dow Jones Industrials afloat at all costs, making life difficult for the short sellers. Bush underscored the Fed's job in navigating the economic risks on January the 3rd, where he said, "I do have all the confidence in Chairman Bernanke's ability to analyze the situation. I know he's paying very close attention to it. His responses will be independent from the White House." Now that is complete hogwash, because Ben Bernanke is a political appointee of President Bush and will follow orders from the White House. Questions are not if the Fed will cut rates again to ease the plight of subprime borrowers, but how much on January the 30th. Fed funds a future of a 30% chance that the Fed could cut its benchmark lending rate by 50 basis points to 3.75%. Now, tomorrow, which should be worth a laugh, Bush will meet with Henry Paulson, Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke, as he considers whether to announce a new economic stimulus package amid the slowing growth. Bush will speak to reporters tomorrow after 1 p.m., where we will have previously a meeting with the plunge protection team, otherwise known as the President's Working Group on Financial Matters. Well, this is the same guy? Never mind. We'll have a lot more when we return.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business, and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? Did you robbillgates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want? What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. Did you robbillgates.com can show you how? Don't wait any longer. Go to didyourobbillgates.com. That's didyourobbillgates.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Welcome back, my friends. Don't try kippers for breakfast. They're not very good. Just to give you a context of this administration, when George Bush was sworn into office, one Dow share was equal to 42 ounces of gold. Today, one Dow share will cost you 15.2 ounces of gold, and before long, a Dow share will most probably cost you 10 ounces of gold. And yet the Fed rate cuts, and they're coming. It's not a matter of if they come or when they're coming. It's, well, we know January the 30th is when the next meeting is. The question is, how big a rate cut are we going to have? And what these rate cuts are going to do, it's going to unleash the most explosive money supply growth and hyperinflation that the U.S. economy has ever seen. It's going to weaken the value of the U.S. dollar to such an extent, it's not only going to be little countries like India that refuse to accept U.S. dollars for its major tourist attractions. I kid you not, out of New Delhi, no dollars, just rupees, please. In a sign of how the once mighty U.S. dollar has fallen, India's tourism minister said today that U.S. dollars will no longer be accepted at the country's heritage tourist sites like the famed Taj Mahal. For years, the dollar was worth about 50 rupees, and tourists visiting most sites in India were charged either $5 or 250 rupees. But with the dollar at a 9-year low against the rupee, falling 11% in 2007 alone, and now hovering at around 39 rupees, that deal has become a losing proposition for the tourism industry and become a losing proposition for many. So with the weakening dollar, there's no question hyperinflation and sharply higher oil prices can increase input costs to manufacturers and squeeze the pocketbooks of the consumers, wreaking havoc on the stability of the U.S. economy. Now, this is not just This is not just fear-mongering here in any way, shape, or form. This is a reality, but this is a reality that nobody wants to deal with. Even the Mangambo guru, quoting Doug Nolan from his credit bubble bulletin, he says that during the year 2007, it became clear that the Federal Reserve had lost control of inflationary forces. The year ended with import prices up 11.4%, the producer price index up 7.2%, and the consumer price index up 4.3%. Despite a weakened economy and another year of dollar devaluation, the U.S. current account deficit remained in the neighborhood of $800 billion. Coupled with huge speculative outflows seeking profits from global inflation, the world was absolutely inundated with dollar liquidity. As Mangambo says, my heart is pounding at this barrage of bad news, and I turn the radio off. Not a good idea. But in my mind, I can hear the words, the Federal Reserve has lost control of inflationary forces echoing around and around, and I'm holding my head in my hands in total anguish, crying out, no, no, no. And they can't stop because the government needs so damned much money. In fact, it is so much money that nobody actually knows how much or why or even where it goes. Don Grove recently wrote a synopsis of the review of the Consolidated Fiscal 2007 Financial Statement of the United States, which was recently released, and notes that, and we quote, for the 11th year in a row, Comptroller General David Walker, the nation's chief auditor, stated that the Government Accounting Office could not give an opinion on the government's financial statement. Mr. Walker's actual statement was, because of the federal government's inability to demonstrate the reliability of significant portions of the U.S. government's accompanying accrual basis, consolidated financial statements for the fiscal years 2007 and 2006, principally resulting from certain material weaknesses and other limitations on the scope of our work described in this report, we are unable to and we do not express an opinion on such. Now this, my friends, is the Comptroller General of the United States, the Chief Auditor. As Mangambo says, hey, my wife finds out that I took a lousy $20 out of her purse when she foodlessly left it unattended for a few minutes, and it's some big freaking deal around here with lots of screaming and crying and throwing things in childish frustration while she just stands there telling me to calm down. Calm down? And how have I to give her the money back, or am I going to get it? And not in a good way either. But she is completely okay with the fact that the Comptroller of the United States can't tell if the government is bankrupting the country because they are lying, corrupt, brain-dead bunch of fifth columnist, fascist, socialist weenies, or because they just don't know how to do their jobs. And worse, she refuses to see the dichotomy between the two situations, especially since I already spent the money and can't get any more to pay her back. So I am trying to explain to her that the government can print up all the money they want, any time they want, which will be paid for in more monetary inflation and economic dysfunctionality. And then it goes into price inflation and social decline, ending in a total collapse and failure, and then you'll be glad that I owe you a lousy $20. We are facing people after, I get calls all the time, people asking me about gold. And I'm being perfectly honest with you. I have no idea, my friends. We are in uncharted territory. We haven't been here before. Gold has now exceeded the nominal $850 mark. I know there's a lot of people out there that, well, we missed the boat. Yeah, I should have bought it when it was $300.
Should have bought it when it was 400. Should have bought it when it was 500. I have no idea how far gold is going to go. I will tell you this. That when the first strains of hyperinflation start to show up, and they're really starting to show up, all you got to do is just do it yourself, for goodness sake. Go to your grocery store and see what $100 buys you today as opposed to what it bought you 6 months ago. We haven't even seen the effects of $100 a barrel oil yet. Don't ask me how. Crude oil's up 60%, prices at the pump up 30%. There's 30% missing there somewhere. I don't know where it is, but it's going to show up sooner or later. What is it going to be when we're dealing with $5 a gallon gasoline? How much disposable income will Americans have? And if you think that the coming, and we haven't even scratched the surface of the subprime problem. We haven't seen the foreclosures of 800,000 American homes yet. That's still coming. These resets haven't even reset. There's no freeze on resets. That's the amount of people that are going to be saved by the latest fiscal stimulus plan the president put out is it's a fool's dream. It's just to placate the sheep out there, to think that someone is actually doing something. Nobody in Washington is doing anything because they can't do anything. And the mess is worldwide. It's not only here in the U.S. As a matter of fact, the subprime mess is going to be bigger in Europe, and especially England, than it is in the U.S. Over there you got a whole another subset of problems going on over there. And this is not going to be resolved by a benevolent Federal Reserve cutting interest rates and printing up money. It just simply exacerbates the problem. It ends up like Zimbabwe. President's going to make some statements tomorrow. Should be look, enjoy comedy. It'll be worthwhile to watch. Because that's what it'll be. It'll be a comedy hour. I read all the stories about what life was like under hyperinflation, where people have to get paid twice a day because of the currency devaluation. When the currency starts devaluating and people start to see it up close and personal for themselves, when a tomato goes for one day it's a dollar, next day it's $5, they start losing faith in their currency, and then they start running around looking for places with a little bit of money they have got and trying to protect it. They're going to run to a local little gold store. And this is where the rubber's going to meet the road, because I've said this is to stand on my soapbox now. There's not a lot of gold out there. Look at the premiums on 1 ounce American Gold Eagles right now. 12 months ago, it was $25 was a premium you paid on a 1 ounce American Gold Eagle. It's double that now. When gold hits $1,000, it'll be a $100 premium on a 1 ounce American Gold Eagle. Is someone gouging? No, that's just what it's going to cost you to buy a 1 ounce American Gold Eagle. And that is up until the point that, as I said, if people start running off to their local little coin stores to buy an ounce of gold here and an ounce of gold there, pretty soon it's going to become a reality that there's not a lot of gold out there. And there isn't. It is a finite supply of product. And I'm not telling you this to push gold. I try to help people as much as possible. Put away a little something I practice what I preach. I've been doing it for a long time. When the you-know-what hits a fan, I'll be okay. Thank you very much. I'm not in it for personal gain. I do it because it helps the network. Generates money. Keep the voices alive. But it's coming. It's going to be ugly. And there's not one single politician out there that's talking about it. They're too afraid to talk about it. They can't talk about Social Security or Medicaid going bankrupt. I don't know why, because maybe they can't face the next generation that's going to have to deal with politicians that have been kicking the can down the road for generations, passing on excesses to future generations, thinking that somehow there's going to be a miraculous cure somewhere down the road. Well, there ain't going to be no miraculous cure. We've gone too far. We've scammed too much. All we're dealing with now is excessive greed. And we're paying the price for it. And it's going to be a tough price. And as I've said, while these politicians are debating in Iowa tonight over who has the better plan, none of them, except for Ron Paul, has a plan on how to solve the situation. And unfortunately, Ron Paul's message doesn't cut it with the bleeding heart liberals out there in any way, shape, or form, because the message is tough love. Pet projects are going to have to be abandoned. Welfare programs are going to have to be slashed. The Department of Defense is pretty much going to have to be abolished, and it should be abolished. People say, oh, how are we going to protect ourselves? You know, it's the Founding Fathers understood the problems with standing armies and the giant military-industrial complex. Do you really think, and I mean, this is the greatest scam of all, when you think about this, is there any country on the face of the earth that would actually have the temerity to think about invading the United States of America? Do we have this giant military because we fear someone is going to invade this country? Nobody in their right mind would want to invade America knowing full well that there's 80 million people armed to the teeth, number one. It is all a way of sucking money out of people based on their bogus fears of the boogeyman. Well, don't get me started on the military-industrial complex side of things. It's the reason why David Walker's message in his tour of America, trying to wake Americans up to the fact of the fiscal situation we face. This is the auditor of the country. This is a man who looks at the books, for goodness sake. And here's a man who's looked at the books and seen that the books are so cooked that because of his oath as an accountant, yes, accountants have oaths just like doctors, he didn't have the ability to sign off on the books because they were so crooked. I don't think I've even heard George Bush mention David Walker's name. Because, this is the dilemma we find ourselves in. And unfortunately, as I said, nobody's addressing the issue. And when nobody addresses the issue and the reality hits home, it's going to be 10 times worse because of it. Take a short break. Be right back. Wrap it all up for this Thursday.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Welcome back, my friends. Final segment for this Thursday as we get ready to go and watch what silliness is going to come out of Iowa. I predict a stunning showing by one Ron Paul, who, by the way, not being a betting man, I follow, English bookies. They will take bets on anything. You can go to an English bookie, and if you say to him, it's going to start raining in 5 minutes, he will give you odds and take your money on that. And so it shouldn't come as a shock or surprise that English bookies have a line on who is going to be president or elected president this year. About a month and a half ago, Ron Paul was sitting at 100-1. A month ago, he was 15-1. Today, he's 8-1. Now, if you've ever played the ponies, 8-1s come in a lot of time. And just maybe, and it's my hope. Well, it is my hope, because this is the last hope for America. I swear I'm telling you this from the bottom of my heart. Ron Paul is the last hope for America. If Ron Paul is not elected president of the United States, it's all over. This grand experiment, 235 years, is going to go down the porcelain princess. And it'll just be another asterisk in the history books following the demise of Rome and the demise of the great British Empire, and all caused for all the same reasons. I mean, if you study history, it's amazing how we mimic history, and how so many people are so blinded by the reality. It is almost mind-boggling in its proportion. I do spend, and I'll be honest with you, I do spend a fair amount of time from time to time looking at the map of the world, seeing, well, this place doesn't look too good, well, this place doesn't look too bad, and I'm getting tired of it. I've lost two countries. I sure hope I don't lose a third one. And you don't want to get into that position either. So say a little prayer and hope for Ron Paul. Till tomorrow. See you. Bye.
Since 19... 19-